right, coming back at you live. What's happening, people? Biden is in, Trump is out. Trump and Melania have left the White House, and they forgot Barron. They forgot Barron Trump, their son, in the White House, and there's no going back. Now he has to wander the corridors of the White House for 4 more years, and hopefully Biden will accept him as his son and take care of him. They were storming the Capitol. Anybody hear about the Capitol?
Come on, man.
What was the best case scenario for storming the Capitol with a mob? Anybody know? Is everybody nuts?
Yes, Queen.
What was the plan? Was there a plan?
No!
Whoever planned this out just didn't think of, okay, so we'll get in there, right? We'll take over the Capitol, right? Then they'll all bow down to our demands. Do we have demands? Well, no, we don't have demands yet. Well, first we'll storm the Capitol. Once we get in there, then we're going to, you know, I think things are going to happen. Once we get in the Capitol, we'll take it over, right?
Winning.
And then we'll overthrow the government. That sound good? I think the U.S. government would bow down to our demands. Let's get a pen. Let's write down. Can we write down some demands? You know, I think if we wrote down demands, we'll, you know, storm the Capitol and take over the government. We'll break a window or two, get everybody in the Capitol, and then we'll start piling everybody in the Capitol.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
By the way, somebody should swing by a face painting place before we go in and get the American flag painted on their face, possibly a coonskin cap, maybe some bull horns might be nice. These are just ideas, gang. We gotta storm the Capitol. We're gonna take it over. We're gonna topple the American government today. Looks like. I think that's gonna work. We'll get in there, we'll occupy the building. Then, you know, we'll just go ape shit. We'll take some of Nancy Pelosi's mail, maybe take a podium or two. We're gonna take a bunch of selfies. Let's take a bunch of selfies.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Then we'll post all the selfies on our socials, you know, of us taking over the government. This is a good plan. I don't know what we're waiting for. Let's go, people. Obviously, the U.S. government is going to back down. What's it going to use? The military? I doubt it. You know, we'll be fine. They'll realize that they've been beat when we get in the Capitol. I think they're going to change their tune when we take over the Capitol. They're going to bow down to our demands once we write them down. And then, guess what? Voila! Another 4 years of Trump.
I did not know that.
This was not a well-thought-out plan, and it didn't work out very well. I mean, who do these people think they are? You're not Antifa, okay? You can't just riot.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Anymore. With impunity. Nobody's doing that. That was over. This summer, nobody's rioting anymore. Nobody's trying to burn down federal buildings or anything. Nobody's doing that anymore. No, the riots are done. And I miss riots. Believe me, I love riots. I mean, this is just the beginning of riots. I hope we see a lot more riots. I like to watch them. I wish I could be in a riot, but I have like a slight arthritic shoulder. I don't think I'd be very good in a riot. I could barely throw a brick. I mean, I could do a lot of the shouting and stuff, but you know, that's about the extent of what I could do in a riot. I wouldn't be great in a riot. I'll admit that.
You piece of shit loser!
It took away Trump's Twitter. It's not fair. You should never take a man's Twitter. I mean, if Trump's not on Twitter, what are we even doing on Twitter? Take away the funniest guy on Twitter. Take away all his delusional tweets. I mean, I guess I'm done with Twitter. I mean, if he's not going to be on there, what's the point? If I can't read his insane tweets, what am I doing? He's definitely got to be depressed about this Twitter thing. I mean, Twitter was his jam. I mean, if he can't tweet, what's it all for, right? Why am I president if I can't tweet? He probably wants out now. What do you mean, I can't tweet? What am I doing here? You know, what am I doing? Where's the nuke button? No, I can't have that either. What am I doing here then? Why can't I have the nuke button? I thought I could have the button. No? Jesus. I think I'm done here. Time to go to Florida and golf. Anyway, that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show, SlimFast. Yes, they still make SlimFast. And yes, it works. If you can't be trusted with food, let SlimFast help, okay? They're a good product, and it's good for you. It's really good for you, I think. I don't know. And listen, people, a lot of people are getting really fat. I mean, I know that I'm getting a little fat, and you're getting fat. It's true. Sorry to say, but most of you are putting on weight, all right? Let SlimFast work for you. It works. It works if you work it, all right? But it's a shake for breakfast, and, you know, the flavors are really good. They used to be just chocolate and vanilla. Now they have shakes that are flavored like bacon and eggs, okay? They have a shake that's flavored like pancakes and syrup. You know, that's they got them really dialed in, so it feels like you're eating, you know, real breakfast, and which is nice. That's a beautiful thing to feel like you're actually eating food. You know, you can't be trusted with food, so you have to have a shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, but the shakes for lunch are also very incredibly delicious. They have a steak fajita shake. Tastes just like a steak fajita. I mean, it's crazy how they're doing this. I don't really know how they're doing it. The shakes taste great. I mean, I tried one. And I literally felt like I was drinking an already chewed up steak fajita. It was beautiful. I'm not sure how they're getting these to taste like that. I think they're using this new technology. They're using what they're using is RNA technology to get these flavors dialed in personally to your palate. SlimFast, what they do is they simply get a sample of your DNA. You send them a test tube of your DNA, and they match it up to your taste buds to the shake that would be most pleasing to you. Just send in like a nasal swab. I think it's what they do is a nasal swab. You send it in. They don't do anything else with the DNA. They discard it immediately after getting the readout that they need. They get rid of it. They don't sell it. They don't do anything with it. A lot of rumors that SlimFast is selling your personal DNA code to the Chinese. There is no proof of this. And it's more lies made up by the Herbalife people, to be frank. So it's a shake for breakfast. It's a shake for lunch. And for supper, it used to be a sensible meal. They're not doing that anymore. For supper, I mean, who wants to eat a sensible meal after you've just eaten shakes all day? What they changed it to now is you can eat whatever you want for supper. But you only get 45 seconds to eat. So you set a timer, and it doesn't seem like a long time, but you would be very surprised at what you can cram down your throat in 45 seconds. I mean, you're full if you go fast enough. You'll be full after 45 seconds. But after the 45 seconds, you're done eating for the day. So if you're still hungry, you can have another shake. I mean, you can have as many of those shakes as you want. They're just nothing but chemicals in there. It's fine. You know, drink as many shakes as you feel like drinking. If you want another shake, go ahead. But you're done eating food for the day after the 45 seconds. That sounds fun. And the pounds will shred off. I mean, in the first 48 hours, typically you'll lose at least 5 pounds, maybe. Who knows? I mean, that's what they're saying. And why would they lie? They're SlimFast. It's back. It's very affordable. You can get SlimFast delivered to your house now. And it's time to make a change. Don't be a pig your whole life. Okay, just go to slimfast.com and do something about your weight, would you please? All right, whatever. Okay, you know what? It's time for another installment of Sorry, but I got COVID. It's a segment on the show where I correspond with Craigslist ads through email. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And this guy is particularly disgusting. Pretty disgusting part of the show here. So if there's any younger listeners, get them the hell out of the room for this, would you? Here's the ad on Craigslist that says, "Are you her? Are you her?" And it says, "Seeking to find a cute girl that's open and patient and willing to help me out with a clothing idea. It's kind of freaky and weird. Willing to give more details through email. Please be female, considerate, and serious." Wow. So, this guy's looking for a clothing idea, and I had no idea what he was talking about. So, let's see what I put here to this animal. I put, "Hi, my wife is 5'6", 128 pounds. She has done a little bit of modeling in her younger years, and she is very sexually adventurous, and would like more info. She is interested in your clothing idea. Not sure what we're talking about, but get back to me." Then he responded back, I'm looking for a pair of played-in and cummed-in panties to possibly help me get a release. So he wants a pair of underwear with some type of discharge in it. That seems fair. So I got back to him. I said, if you're looking for panties with cum in them, that should not be a problem at all. I could ask her to wear them for multiple days, if that's a plus. She's very open-minded when it comes to this sort of thing, usually. This is not a huge ask, and I will run the idea by her when she gets home from work. Okay, and then he put back in response to that, I don't think I need them to be worn for multiple days. Just as wet with cum as I could possibly get them. Not sure how wet she gets, but just basically have them on, rub and play in them until she comes, and hopefully have me get them fairly soon after. Okay, this guy's a sicko. And then I put, getting them to you in a timely manner is going to be the tricky part. Because, quite honestly, cum can dry up very fast, from my personal experience. Let me pick her brain when she gets home from work. Maybe she'll have some ideas. Then he put, okay, much appreciated. Talk more later then. Then I waited about a day, I think, and I put, well, I have some bad news on my end. My wife has informed me today at work that she has COVID-19. So obviously the last thing on her mind right now is giving out cum-soaked panties. When she's in the free and clear, I think she will be more than happy to figure something out. I'm not sure if they will be as wet as you're thinking because, like I said, once they're off, they're going to dry up relatively quickly. But we shall see. Keep in touch. And then he responded, will do. And thanks for following up and replying. Then I waited another day and I said, she's feeling pretty good and pretty much over it. So, how old are you, by the way? And when do you want these by? And he put, I'm 44 and as soon as I could. But I don't want to be inconvenient. So then I replied back, to be honest, this is a little bit inconvenient. And why don't we just forget the whole thing, considering my wife has COVID. So there you go. Another segment of sorry, but I got COVID. I don't know. Is that mean? It feels mean. You know, I'm getting this guy's hopes up for some cum-soaked panties. And there really are no cum-soaked panties. And I feel like this is kind of mean. I'm not going to stop doing it. I don't care. I don't care if it's mean. What do I care if it's mean? I mean, this guy wants, he's a sicko, right? I'm going to keep doing it. You know, what else do I got? I was watching Family Feud. Do you ever watch Family Feud? The show has changed a bit. Family Feud is a show that you used to be able to watch, you know, with your kids, maybe. Kids are in the room, don't worry about it. That show has changed a little bit. All the questions that Steve Harvey asks are super leading. Have you noticed this? They're super sexual leading questions. Like he'll ask, one of the questions on the last show that I watched was like, 100 people survey, top 5 answers on the board. Name something you put in your mouth but don't swallow. You know, he asks these very leading questions where, you know, everybody's thinking the same thing. And the people on the show are nervous and they're, penis. And then Steve Harvey will look at the camera like he's disgusted with this woman. God, somebody help this child. Somebody help this child. Penis. Oh, God, get your mind out of the gutter. But all the questions that he's asking are, like, super leading. You know, it's like he'll ask, like, top 5 answers on the board. All right. Name something that you wish was bigger on your husband. You know, they're obviously trying to get people to say cock. And then ultimately someone will say cock. You know, he'll look at the camera and he'll just be like he's disgusted with this human being. Like, are you kidding me? This is a Family Feud. This is Family Feud. You're saying cock? Steve Harvey will be like, this woman needs to find Jesus. You know? Hey, name something you'd like to do to your girlfriend but you'd never want to do to your mother. You know? The answer to every question is either sex or dick or cock. The whole idea of the show now is for Steve Harvey to ask very suggestive questions and then be totally dumbfounded when he gets the answer that they're trying to get people to say. So he can look into the straight into the camera with his mustache and just look like he's just can't believe that the woman said cock when that's really the only answer that would, you know, suffice for the question. You know, I like the fast money at the end, the fast money. The answers are now the answers are like, cock, sex, pussy, wet pussy. I don't know. I'm just saying the questions on Family Feud are pretty transparent. It's pretty easy to see what they're trying to do there. And they always have a black family against a white family, I think. It's just weird. It's just a weird show. And that mustache he's got, what is that? It looks. I've never seen a mustache look more fake. Steve Harvey's mustache could not look more like a strip of carpet. I mean, you ever see a mustache that black and dark?